Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. So fantastic to have you here, Benedict. I'm sitting here with Benedict. I never said your name properly in all the years I've known you. I'll make it sound Dutch, Slepper Connolly.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, from Molly, anyway, the Museum of Literature Ireland. It's wonderful to have you here, Benedict. Thank you so much for joining us. Molly, I think, if I'm right in saying, was the very first partner to join the project. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's correct.
And why, I mean, I know why, you know why. Why did Molly get involved right from the start? What was it that was so tantalising about the project? Because those were really early days. We were still shaping the project back then. What was the inspiration?
Well, I suppose as a kind of a, Ulysses is almost kind of a lodestar for Molly. We have the very first copy of Ulysses here in the museum. We have Joyce's notebooks for Ulysses and other works as well. So it's kind of a very important subject for us here. And so I suppose any opportunity to celebrate the book and also I suppose its sort of contemporary resonances as well is something that would have really resonated with us at the time. So it was almost kind of, I suppose maybe we were an obvious choice there, but it was definitely a very kind of natural thing for us to become involved in.
Well, you were a crucial choice, of course. It's almost a no-brainer to get Molly involved. I can't see that we could have done it without you. And that context that you just spoke about, you know, your contemporary theme was home. How did that work for you, both in terms of your artistic approach to it and in terms of that of potentially reaching audiences that might not be traditional audiences for Molly?
Yeah, so we had episode 17, Ithaca, and from that, I suppose we extracted the theme of home and kind of homecoming and all of the ways in which that theme is kind of addressed in that chapter of the book, and that's quite a big subject for Irish people, has always been, but particularly at the moment between a housing crisis and lots of conversations about immigration that sometimes are quite ugly conversations and so many different understandings around identity and climate and our environment as well. So it's a kind of a multifaceted subject and that we knew that was going to be kind of quite a potent one to explore through this project and one which we had to do actually quite carefully as well because some areas that are quite sensitive. So it culminated for us. I mean, there were many different parts of this project, as you well know, but for us, it culminated in really a weekend festival, which was exploring this theme of home. Home Sweet Home was the name of the festival. And I think our art form is literature. So we always try and look at the world through that lens, but then we try to bring in other perspectives as well. And what was really interesting for us was, sure, we had plenty of writers involved, and that's kind of always, always something kind of very close to our hearts. But we also brought in many other kind of perspectives and walks of life between architects and baker. We had a baker, many different kind of professions and backgrounds. To become part of that festival in different ways, musicians as well, of course. So, I think it wasn't necessarily, I don't think you enter into something like this for it to be conclusive in any way, but you're sort of trying to disturb the dust and sort of see if it changes our perspectives in any way on a subject or a question.
No, absolutely. And I think, we've been working closely together for years on this project. And I think from my perspective, what's been really interesting, and you've commented on it a number of times, is the shifting sands and the growth and the different directions that the project has taken, because you were the second to last. event in a 33-month process. How you know, I've seen it from a distance, as it were, but how did that work for you? Why did you find different routes towards your final festival during the course of the project?
I would say that was really important for us, that we were towards the end, or in terms of the impact of being at the end of the project, because I remember hearing about some of the very early projects early when I became involved in it myself, and really completely changed our perspective on what we could do and what the potential was of the project. So, and I think that's something that you get from the kind of the diversity of types of partners in a project like this, between visual artists that may work in more in a medium performance sometimes, or galleries or theater productions. I think that combination, it gives this kind of very rich texture in terms of what the actual physical real life outcome of an idea can be. And for us, it really changed. It changed our planning really around what our project would and could be, to being something kind of much more adventurous, much more open, I think, and playful. So we were really inspired by the people that were launching their projects early in the process. So we were lucky that we got to have that luxury of absorbing for a little while, and then kind of digesting that and coming up with some new ideas.
Yeah, because I think most arts organizations tend to work in isolation, so they tend to work in their discipline rather than in other disciplines. And of course, we all had the chance to work in a multidisciplinary project, and you saw that come back in how you programmed your festival. Will you do it again, that sort of festival?
I would say I would really hope so. Yeah, I mean, for us, in terms of the specifics of that festival, it was a once-off, but it really so many people said to me and afterwards that it really felt like Molly performing its mission kind of at its best, in terms of the people we were involving, the people that we were bringing in as audience, in terms of the kind of fluidity around the form of what it could be. Everything just felt like it was really resonating with what we've been trying to do over the last 5 years here at the museum. So I think it, as a kind of a model for an event or as a piece of programming, I think absolutely we would try and do that again.
No, well, that's wonderful to hear. And go on, just as a parting, final question, what was your highlight? Did you have a highlight in the course of the last 33 months?
Yeah, I think that's actually probably reasonably easy to answer. I think the connections with the other partners has been a real highlight. The opportunity, obviously, to meet in person. We were coming out of a time where all of the beginnings of the project were over Zoom, and nice as that can be, I even remember just the first time that everybody met up, and that was kind of almost a very emotional moment. But I think, we live on an island here, and it's very easy to become quite literally insular. Being able to kind of see what other people are doing across Europe and see what's possible, it's just really opened our eyes, I think.
Well, it's been incredible having you with us. We've been very honoured to have Molly as a partner, and I know that I speak on behalf of all the partners to say that when you invited us into Molly and we were able to be there and see the original copy, in fact, even in Budapest, an even closer contact with it, was very special for the partners. So thank you for hosting us, and thank you for being part of the project. All the best, Benedict.
Thank you, Claudia.